Chapter 3. Flora's Story. I am sitting on the floor of my bedroom, reading a book with a hardcover. On the front it says, Flora's Story. Read this if you feel confused. I think Mum wrote it. You are Flora Banks, it says. You are 17 years old, and you live in Penzance in Cornwall. When you were 10, a tumour grew in your brain, and when you were 11, doctors took it out. Part of your memory went with it. You can remember how to do things, how to make a cup of tea, how to work the shower, and you can remember your life before the illness. But since it happened, you have not been able to make new memories. You have anterograde amnesia. You are good at keeping things in your head for a few hours, and then you forget them. When you forget them, you feel very confused. This is okay. It is normal for you. When you feel confused, you have to look at your hands and arms, your notes, your phone, and this book. These things help to remind you of what is happening. You have become very good at writing things down. Your name on your hand makes you feel calm. You remember us and your best friend Paige and other people and places that you used to know until you were 10. You forget other people and places, but that's okay because the people around here know you and they understand. You'll never live anywhere but Penzance because this is the only place that you are safe. You will always live with us and we will always look after you. And you will be fine. You are brilliant and strong. You are not strange. You will always have everything that you need. You take pills twice a day, and you always will. Mum, kiss, kiss. I close the book. How could I have forgotten that I have amnesia? I know that I am 17. I kissed Drake. Everything about that moment is still in my mind. I can actually see it. I was sitting on a beach and he came and sat down with me. I was 17 then, and I am 17 now. My bedroom is the same as it was when I was 10. It is pink and white, with dolls and children's toys. The words in that book are not true anymore. I can remember something new now, and it is not from before I was 10. I have kissed a boy, and I am in love. I am 17, and I do not need a little girl's bedroom. That is silly. I pick up some of the dolls, put them into a box, and push it into the corner of the room. Those toys belong to a child, and I am not a child. I sit on the floor and look around me. I could paint this room white. Then it would look like a normal room. I have a memory of sitting on this floor and playing with an ambulance toy. I was a normal little girl. I was talking to my brother, Jacob. He was sitting on the floor with me and helping me to get one of my dolls to hospital. I was happy. Another memory comes into my mind now. I was getting ready for a day out. It was exciting because we were going to a fairground. I was dancing around happily and could not wait to get into the car and go. My family laughed at me and told me that we had to have breakfast first, but I can't actually remember the day out at the fairground. Flambards. I remember that it was called Flambards. The house is very quiet.
Mum?
I shout. Mum doesn't answer. I think that it must be time for a cup of tea. I run down to the kitchen. I look at the notes stuck all over the walls, and I see why Mum isn't there. She and Dad have gone away to see Jacob, who is ill. I start to panic. I can't be here on my own. I need someone. I need my mum and dad. I need people around me. I run back up the stairs to my bedroom. I can't look at my parents' bedroom because it reminds me that they're not there. I want to cry. I know that if I'm going to manage on my own, I need to write myself good notes. I turn a page in the Flora storybook and write, Flora's rules for life. I try to think of a rule, but all I can think of right now is, don't panic. I write down, don't panic, because everything is probably all right, and if it's not, panicking will make it worse. I walk from room to room, looking at things. I write longer and longer notes, telling myself why I am alone and how long it will last. I stick them on the kitchen wall. Mum texts, take your pills, darling. I reply, can we go to Flambard's when you're back? She doesn't reply. I decide to send a message to Paige because she's supposed to be here with me, but I can't find her in the house. When I find her name in my phone, I see lots of texts from her. The last one says, Flora, stop calling. I don't want to speak to you. You kissed my boyfriend. Leave me alone. Paige is not my friend anymore because I kissed her boyfriend on the beach. I remember it, and I know that it is true. I stare at a note beside my bed that says, Drake on it. I have drawn a heart around it. I find the black stone and hold it to my lips. Drake gave me the stone. I remember him giving it to me. I remember. Living on my own is going to be all right. I lie in bed and read everything that I have written about Drake. He is in the Arctic. I try to think about him there, but all I can see is snow. He is at university in Svalbard. I think about what it must be like to be normal. I imagine my mind filled with clear pictures of all the things that actually happened. I could look back on them any time that I wanted. I cannot imagine how wonderful that must be. I hope that when I wake up, I will still be able to remember the kiss. I wake up in the night and sit up in bed, staring around. The house is completely silent. It is very strange. I go to my parents' bedroom and push open the door. They are not here. They are the people who look after me, and they are not here. The clock in their room says 2:40 a.m. I run down to the kitchen and I see the notes on the wall. My parents are not here because my brother Jacob is ill. Paige is not here because I kissed her boyfriend, and I remember doing it. I am at home on my own. I make a cup of tea and go to the computer. I am looking online at Svalbard when I notice a message in my email account. When I see the name of the person who sent it, I can hardly breathe. It is from Drake. It says, Flora, I can't stop thinking about you. They are the best seven words in the world.